Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking to Brian.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening. How you doing?
Pretty good, and you?
Fine.
Hello.
Good evening, Doug.
Hey, yeah, me and Candace.
Somebody rang on the hello.
Good evening, Keisha.
Hi there.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Is Mrs. Briner?
Yes. She went off.
Thank you.
can't hear him still.
Yeah, what did he come on?
What
did he start by talking?
He was talking, you know.
Good evening, LaToya.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's Angela. I'm going to do a roll call, and then we'll start with the program. We have Brian, Loretta, myself, Angela, Auntie Betty, Bruce, Candace, Keisha, Mom and Mr. Varner, LaToya, and that's it. Anyone else, Loretta?
That's it so far.
Okay. On today's program, we have the books of 1 Corinthians, Ephesians, 2 Corinthians. Well, I can't say that. And 1 Peter. Did anybody come planning to speak on either of those books?
Ephesians, I spoke on.
Okay. We're making a slight change, if you don't mind. We would like for you to do Ephesians 16 through 31. Is that okay?
21.
I didn't say that. 16 through 21.
16 through 21.
Uh-huh. But not yet. I'm just trying to get it started, Mr. Barnett. Anybody else?
I'll read 1 Corinthians.
Okay. If you read that. Start at verse 7 through 9. Okay.
7 through 9.
Okay, do we have any volunteers for 1 Peter or 2 Thessalonians? I'm not going to try it.
Thessalonians.
Do we have any volunteers?
Thessalonians.
I can do 1 Peter.
Okay, did I hear Bruce 1 Peter?
I think he said.
Okay.
And did I hear Bet say? Did I hear you?
Yeah, I read. 2 Thessalonians.
Okay. 3. And start at 3 to 5.
3 to 5, okay.
Yes,
damn. Okay, and Bruce, if you would start at 5, 8 through 11.
Okay.
All right, great. Loretta, do we have any more attendees?
No, we don't.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and program because... We're all here, and we shouldn't have to wait any longer. Okay.
Give me mine again. What you said?
You said 1 Corinthians?
Uh-huh.
Chapter 1, verse 7 through 9.
Okay, 7 through 9. Okay, I got it now.
Chapter 1, 7 through 9. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Lynn, you talk a little too loud.
Okay. I will go ahead and start us off in prayer to bless the line. Everyone will please bow your heads. The Lord as shepherd protects us. When dangers approaches, he is present. He will never leave us because of trouble, but he will see us through it. Lord, use your rod to fight off any intruders that may try to hinder us from giving you the glory. When confronted by the shadow of death, we do not have to be afraid because we know that the Lord our shepherd leads us and goodness and mercy follows us. Goodness reassures each step we take and mercy redeems each stumble. So God, give us goodness and mercy during this hour of prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Hey, Brian's going to come to us in reference to our program.
Today's topic of God's promise is strength. The definition of strength is the quality or safe, strong, and of courage. And Philippians 4:13 reads, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen.
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 Oh, yeah, my name means strength too, strong.
Praise the Lord.
All righty. So let's go ahead and get started. Mom, if you can start us off with 1 Corinthians.
And then all gets back to
that issue of
Baal from.
Okay. I'm reading 1 Corinthians, 1 chapter 7 through 9 said, so that ye come behind in no guilt, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, and ye may be blameless in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of the Son Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 Okay.
All right, Mr. Varner.
Okay, I'll be coming from Ephesians 3rd chapter, 16 through 21, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, and depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus through all ages, world without end. Amen.
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 Hey, Auntie Beth.
Okay. 2 Thessalonians, verse 3 to 5. Said, but the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. And we are confident in the Lord that you are doing the will. Continue to do the things we command you. May the Lord lead your heart into a full understanding and expression of the love of God and the patience endures that come from Christ. Amen.
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 Great. Thank you, Ruth.
Okay, I'm coming from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. And it reads, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. And the God of all grace, who call you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen.
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 Alrighty, let's do the sick and shut-in.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Hope you all had a blessed week, and remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I. Now, may everyone bow your head for the sick and shut-in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come boldly before you in the name of Jesus Christ and asking that you continue to bless our family, friends, loved ones. Special prayer out for Marianne, Malachi, Tony, and Uncle Champ, and anyone else that we are not aware of. Bless them with health from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Make them strong again, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you breathe the Holy Spirit in this family. Allow your light to shine through us so that others may see the goodness of you. Dear Heavenly Father, we're thanking you in advance for healing, deliverance, and from self-destruction. Thank you for sending forth your healing hands to heal our sick and shut-ins. Thank you, in Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Well, I hate to put anyone on the spot, but our birthday greeter today was Auntie Carrie, and she's not present. Candace, would you like to sing happy birthday today?
No, she's not feeling that well today.
Oh, okay. How about you, LaToya?
I pass.
Okay. I guess I'll do it. Do we have any birthdays for this week?
Not that I know of.
Fred will be on the 15th. I think it's Saturday.
Freddie?
Uh-huh. Yeah. My grandson. Pretty. Junior.
Okay, Junior.
Yeah, that this week, from Sunday to Saturday, it goes for this week. Okay, from the 8th to Saturday.
That'd be Saturday.
Okay.
Well, we have one to Michael.
Who?
Michael.
To Michael.
The 14th.
To Michael Bonner.
Yeah.
Okay, the 14th.
The 14th, uh-huh.
I'll make sure I got the name right. To Michael?
Uh-huh. To Michael Bonner, 14th.
I got the name.
That's your grandson, right? His grandson.
Yes.
Hey. look to see if I have any other names. Okay, so we have Freddie Jr. and to Michael Verner. Let me give it a try. Happy, happy birthday to you, to you. Happy, happy birthday to you, to you. Happy birthday, Freddie and Michael. Happy birthday to you, and many more.
All right.
Happy birthday.
That's all right.
I knew that song by heart.
Just so everyone knows, that is from a preschool channel, channel for preschoolers, just so everyone knows. It's called Sprout.
And I can't even remember. Okay, but well, we needed a laugh. All right. All righty. Now it's time for us to kind of do round table and let everyone say anything that they would like to share with the family today. Start with LaToya. LaToya? I come back to LaToya. Mr. Varner?
Yes, sir. Divine Providence, coming from Psalm 14, 1 through 4. I will bless the Lord at all times. Your praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fear. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, how about you, Nakisha?
I just want to say hello to everyone. And God bless you.
Good evening.
Hi. Okay. How about Candace?
She was going to
pass. Okay. How about you, Bruce?
I just want to wish everybody a happy holiday coming up on tomorrow. If you are celebrating the holiday, be safe. And I want to wish everybody an excellent week.
Amen.
What kind of holiday is that?
One of the first, what is it, Columbus or something?
Yes, Columbus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really? I know this. When is tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am. It's Monday.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Brian, do you have anything special you want to come to this group?
I just want to say thank you, everybody, for your prayers, because I did travel safely and I got here. And amen.
Amen.
All right.
Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy.
Hey, how about you, Loretta?
Yes, I actually have two things that I would like to share with the group tonight. But what I would like to do is do one now, and then you come back around to me again.
No problem.
Okay. The first one I would like to share with you is out of the Daily Bread, and it says, pain no more. For a good portion of my life, I shared the perspective of those who railed against God for allowing pain. I could find no way to rationalize a world as toxic as this one. As I visit people whose pain far exceeded my own, though I was surprised by its effects. Suffering seemed as like to reinforce faith as to sow doubt. My anger about pain has melted mostly for one reason. I have come to know God. He has given me joy, love, happiness, and goodness. It leaves me with faith in a person. a faith so solid that no amount of suffering can erode it. Where is God when it's hurt? He has been there from the beginning. He designed a pain system that, in the midst of a fallen world, bears his stamp. He transformed pain, using it to teach and strengthen us if we allow it to turn us towards him. He has hurt and bled and cried and suffered. He has defied for all time those who suffered by sharing their pain. But one day he will gather the armies of heaven and will unleash them against the enemies of God. The world will see one last terrifying moment of suffering before the full victory of ushering in. Then God will create for us a new, incredible world, and pain will be no more. He has left his Father's throne above, so free, so infinite, his grace, emptied himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. Pain will either turn us against God or draw us to him. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to come back to LaToya. Is she there? LaToya? Okay, I'm going to put her as a pass. Mom, do you have anything to share today?
Yeah, I want to just read Psalm 27, two verses that our pastor preached on today and hit coincide with what we are talking about, the strength. So it says, Psalm 27 said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, and whom shall I be afraid?" When the wicked, even-minded enemy of my foe come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. So I just thought that was amazing that he come with that sermon, and it was on the same thing that we're talking about, strength and salvation. Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Auntie Betty?
Yes. I would just like to say that this week we was in the women. We had women conference Thursday through Saturday, and we had a high time in the Lord. And our subject was seeking God's face. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's wonderful.
Oh, I do want to say something. I'm sorry.
No, it's no problem.
I just want to thank God that my baby was okay today. We took him to ER. Thought something was really wrong, but he just ended up having the virus, which should pass in the next few days. The doctor said that it's just on its, it's at the end of whatever he's going through. So
uh-huh.
I want to thank God.
Thank God.
Okay.
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 Well, I would like to say something on... It's out of Joshua 1:9, and it's about be courageous. A young man stands on the edge of the driveway looking back at the house where he has lived for the past 18 years. Today marks the first day of a new chapter in his life. He is going to college. No longer can he rest in the comforts of a familiar home, community, family, or church. No longer can he hide in a comfortable routine. Today will open up new relationships, new challenges, new routines. How will he make it? Will he have the needed financial resources? Will he be disciplined enough to study without the prompting of parents? Today he will leave the comfort of his parents' faith to rely solely on his faith in God. Will he remain true to God in a new community with new people and traditions that might be hostile to God? As Joshua faced the challenges of leading the children of Israel from the desert to the promised land, God reassured Joshua that he would not be alone. Yes, he would face many challenges, but if he would be strong in God's word, keep God's commandments faithfully, and walk forward,
with the confidence that God would bring him through. He would be victorious in his endeavors. Be strong and of good courage, said the Lord. Don't let the possibility of failure paralyze you from trying. Go forward, trusting in me, relying on me, keeping your eyes on me, and I will deliver you. We too can take heart and be courageous as we face new challenges. If our faith, trust, focus, and confidence are in God, we will find the Holy Spirit of God with us to guide us in all circumstances and situations. Amen?
Amen. Amen. That's my favorite one is Joshua. Be courageous.
All righty. Well, if there's no other sharing of testimonies or feedback to the group,
I would like to share one more passage.
One more passage. Go ahead.
Okay. This one is on promises you can bank on. After a global financial crisis, the U.S. government enacted stricter laws to protect people from questionable bank practices. Banks had to change some of their policies to comply. To notify me of such changes, my bank sent me a letter. But when I got to the end, I had more questions than answers. The use of phrases like, we may, and at our discretion, and certainly didn't sound like anything I could depend on. In contrast, the Old Testament quotes God as saying, I will, numerous times. God promises David, I will set you up. I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. No uncertainty in those words, recognizing God's faithfulness to his promises. King Solomon says in his prayers of dedication for the temple, you have kept what you have promised your servant David, my father. You have both spoken with your mouth and fulfilled it with your hands. Centuries later, the Apostle Paul said that all of God's promises are yes in Christ. In a world of uncertainty, our trust is in a faithful God who will always keep his promises. Whatever trouble may assail, of this we can be sure, God's promises can never fail. They always will endure. Faith knows that God always performs what he promises. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, and we actually had Daniel scheduled to do our closing, and Brian's going to step in and read Matthew 6 through 9 for us. Yes. Yes, 6 9. Sorry.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. In this manner, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Well, thank you, everyone, for participating and joining the call today. Wish everyone have a very prosperous week.
Yeah. Thank you.
Amen. Everybody have a blessed week. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Love you.
All right. Good night.
Bye. Good night.